Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Light rain continues across parts of the viewing area. I'll show you when all of it moves on out later on today.
And we're on the move. The WRAL storm tracker this morning monitoring road conditions. And here's a live look coming up at road conditions on 440 West.
12 schools in Durham are closed for the day as employees prepare for a sick out. Just ahead, I'm breaking down their demands.
Plus, we're staying on top of an Amber Alert out of Duplin County. The search for 8-year-old Callie Holloman on the left and who authorities believe she is with and how you can help. We're here to help as well. 8 a.m. is the time straight up on your Wednesday. Getting over the hump together. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, getting over the hump together with a little bit of rain out there in the forecast. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has been tracking it all morning long. She's showing us where it's falling right now.
The bulk of it is down here in the Sand Hills, especially over around Mora County. We're seeing some rain in Sanford and parts of Chatham County, a little bit up the I-85 corridor, and over here around Wilson, Rocky Mount, and Tarboro. Elsewhere, it looks dry on the radar, but we are seeing damp roads across the entire viewing area because we've seen rain for the last several hours across, you know, a wide chunk of the viewing area. So Carthage, Southern Pines, up toward Pittsboro and Durham, that's where we're seeing some of the rain right now. We take a look at Futurecast, and we'll continue to see the rain drifting southward and eventually just fizzling out as we get closer to lunchtime and early afternoon. It'll stay cloudy for the bulk of the day, but we may see a few breaks in the clouds closer to sunset. It is going to be a little breezy and cool. We're looking at light rain on and off, as I mentioned, at least for the next few hours until around lunchtime or so. Again, Moore County is the spot that looks like it's raining the most steadily right now. You can see water on the camera lens with the raindrops falling there at Longleaf Golf and Family Club. Our temperature in the triangle is 41 right now, and there's a light wind just making it feel, you know, just pretty miserable outside. It's 42 in Southern Pines, 43 in Clinton, still 39 in Goldsboro, 37 South Hill, 36 in Roxboro, but temperatures did not drop to freezing. We did not see any frozen precipitation up near the Virginia line. It'll stay gray for much of the day with a high of 48, but the sunshine returns for both Thursday and Friday with some warmer temperatures. Brian?
It's 8:02 right now, Elizabeth. Been a rough morning out there with wet roads. Thankfully, we haven't seen too many crashes so far. When I take a look at live dual Doppler 5000 radar with that rain, especially in the Sand Hills, causing some pretty nasty driving conditions there. In the Triangle, the rain is a little lighter, or in some cases, it's not even raining at all at this point. But we're still seeing some very wet roads. Want to head out to the roads in South Raleigh and check in with Kelsey Coffey and the WRAL Storm Tracker on I-40, right around that big mess we were following around the Gorman Street area. How's it looking now, Kelsey?
Well, Brian, we are stuck in that mess right now. We're between Lake Wheeler Road and Hammond Road on 40 West. So I'll give you a look at the roads right now so you can just take a look at it for yourself here. So you can just see that traffic is starting to build here on the westbound side. And then we'll try to give you a look here at the eastbound side, too, where traffic is moving pretty smoothly. There's just a little bit of raindrop still left on our camera from earlier this morning. But as far as wet roads in this particular area, we're really not seeing that right now. It's dry where we are. But Brian, what can you tell folks about any other backups that are in the area?
Well, we're starting to see traffic volume building, Kelsey, and starting to see some of the delays in the usual spots, including 440 westbound between 87 heading out toward Capitol Boulevard, getting a little slow right now on 540 westbound between Lewisburg Road and Capitol Boulevard, as well as you head through the north part of Raleigh. And it's slowing down on US 1 northbound as you head through Apex from right around the 55 interchange up toward 64 and Tryon Road. All new in Durham, a report of a crash in the RTP area on Davis Drive at Cornwallis Road. At this point, I'm not seeing big delays with that one. Over on the northern side of Wake County, we do have a crash with injuries getting cleared from Burlington Mills Road near Ligon Mill Road, with some pretty heavy westbound delays right now on Burlington Mills Road approaching Ligon Mill. And a crash in southwest Raleigh on Gorman Street around Tryon Road, with some backups there on that westbound side of Tryon Road. I want to check in on the Durham Freeway. About a 6-minute delay on either side of 885 between I-85 and I-40 this morning. That's pretty typical for this point in the morning commute. Elsewhere around the triangle, coming in from eastern Wake County, we're not picking up any delays on 64 westbound. It looks good from the Zebulon area all the way through Knightdale right now. Just a 5-minute delay showing up on that southbound side of 87 through Knightdale. Out of Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard, usual heavy delays there. About a 12-minute backup this morning on those wet roads. Remember, if you're heading out right now, listen to us on the radio in Raleigh at 99.3 FM and in Durham at 99.3 FM. 96.5 FM.
Also, if you're headed out, be alert for this breaking news. An Amber Alert has been issued and is current right now for an 8-year-old girl from Duplin County who is missing. Authorities are looking for this 8-year-old on the left side of your screen, Callie Holloman. She has blonde hair, blue eyes, freckles on her face. She's believed to be with Rhonda Holloman on the right, who is about 5'5", has blonde hair, green eyes. They were last seen on Joe Johnson Road in Warsaw. They may be in a black Acura MDX with North Carolina plates. So that's an SUV. If you have any information, you should call 911.
12 Durham public schools are closed today as employees are staging a sick out. It's the latest in the ongoing battle over pay in the district. And WREL's Laura Levine is at Jordan High School this morning. And Laura, employees plan to hold a rally later this morning there.
Michelle, good morning. Yes, Jordan High School is among the 12 schools that are closed today due to the sick out with employees refusing to come to work. Parents can see that full list of schools involved on your screen. The Durham Association of Educators and other DPS employees will protest in multiple events today with the sick out in response to the ongoing staffing crisis. School employees say they are upset by the district's failure to be transparent about its budgeting and decision making, its lack of action on years of experience and staff salary. They believe the district's short-term solution for salaries through January is not enough. Despite disruptions for students, many parents support the steps the affected classified staff members are taking.
I totally stand with the classified workers. This will be an inconvenience and difficult if we have to keep him home because the school is closed or there's not enough workers in the building. But I feel like this is absolutely necessary for the long-term health of the school district.
In a statement, the board chair said the Board of Education is committed to getting all matters with our employees resolved fairly and as soon as possible. The protests are scheduled one at 10 a.m., the other at 2. Laura Levine, WREL News. We are live in Durham.
Glenwood Avenue is open again after a crash that had it shut down for 2 hours overnight. Raleigh police say a car hit a tree near Peace Street and overturned. Two people who were inside had minor injuries. The driver was arrested. You see him right there for an outstanding warrant. We're working to find out what that warrant was all about and if he'll face any charges for the crash.
Breaking news from the U.S. Capitol, where you are looking live this morning. Republican lawmakers in the House voted just hours ago to advance impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The vote came in at about 1 o'clock this morning. As Marianne Rafferty reports, House Republicans are accusing him and the Biden administration of disregarding federal laws on immigration.
A monumental move on Capitol Hill as the migrant crisis continues along the southern border.
The ayes have it, and the motion is agreed to.
After roughly 15 hours of debate, the House Homeland Security Committee voted early Wednesday to push forward articles of impeachment against Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We will mark up two articles of impeachment: willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law, and breach of public trust.
The 18-15 vote was along party lines, with all Republicans voting in favor, accusing Mayorkas of refusing to enforce immigration law and lying to Congress about the security of the border.
He has presided over and helped usher in the largest illegal immigration catastrophe.
Impeachment efforts come as Customs and Border Protection data reveals there were about 2.5 million migrant encounters last year. December broke records with more than 300,000 encounters alone. And more caravans from Mexico and South America are continuing to make their way toward the U.S.
We decided to give a new future to our son so that he can grow up in a different economic situation and have a good education.
Secretary Mayorkas says immigration issues date back to before he took office. In a letter to the committee chairman, he writes, quote, "We need a legislative solution and only Congress can provide it.
We need the funding to be able to put in place border security measures that the president can utilize."
That was Marianne Rafferty reporting. The entire House could vote to impeach Mayorkas as soon as next week. If passed, he would be the first cabinet secretary impeached in roughly 150 years.
Today, state education leaders will examine crime data from schools all across the state. The State Board of Education will take a look at crime and discipline statistics from the 2022 and 23 school year. They're also expected to look at that data and see that it shows disproportionate disciplinary actions against students of color and students with disabilities. The board meets starting at 10 this morning. Starting tomorrow, animal surrenders will resume at the Wake County Animal Center, but with new rules. Owners giving up their pets will have to apply and make an appointment first. Shelter hopes this will help them avoid a lack of space, which would mean euthanizing animals. The center suspended surrenders because it's been over capacity for 2 years.
Today, gun rights activists plan to speak out against a proposed rule change for concealed carry permits. The state's Rules Review Commission plans to decide today on whether people who want a concealed carry permit will need to also buy a state handbook. The Concealed Carry Instructors Association argues this creates an unnecessary burden. It also argues the book has outdated and incorrect information. That meeting is happening at 10 o'clock this morning.
Today, the North Carolina Black Law Enforcement Symposium gets started in Durham. It's a conference that is happening today through Friday. Durham County Sheriff Clarence Burkhead is hosting the event at the Spring Hill Suites. In addition to meetings and keynote speakers, there will be a community outreach event at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Durham and Orange Counties.
Coming up, historic snowfall in Alaska. Why the state believes this year could mark a record-breaking winter.
Plus, some of your favorite songs on TikTok could be going away ahead. Why the social media giant is at risk of losing its rights and license for the music.
And it's definitely been a wet morning out there. Here's a live look at Andrew right now. It is wet there and all across the viewing area. We're looking at wet conditions tapering off as we get closer to lunchtime. I'll show you when the rain may move out where you are. It's 8:14, taking a live look at Dual Doppler 5000 radar. Most of the rain right now is in our southwestern counties. We're really starting to see it fizzle out. We'll likely see some rain across the region up until around lunchtime, but the low pressure system will start to pull away from us and all the rain will go along with it. A little bit of rain there in Edgecombe County, that's beginning to fizzle, and then up the I-85 corridor. But let's zoom in here in the Sandhills, where we're seeing some steady rain right now from Southern Pines to Carthage to Vass, up around Sanford, and just south of Pittsboro and Siler City. That's where the bulk of the rain is falling right now. But we have had rain across the entire viewing area overnight, so you're going to run into at least damp roads no matter where you go. We take a live look at Apex. The street is wet here. It's wet in Chapel Hill, even though the rain is not technically falling right now. There's a look at Fayetteville, and you can see the sidewalk is damp. And Goldsboro, same story. So it's a damp, cool start out there this morning. Satellite and radar as we push through, watching that low start to push offshore. And as it moves away, it'll start to drag that rain along with it. So again, it should be mostly over by lunchtime. Our temperatures for overnight have been as cold as 35, 36 degrees up in Roxboro, but not cold enough for anything frozen. You can see the temperatures along with the precipitation. We'll just see those temperatures continuing to climb into the mid to upper 40s as we get closer to lunchtime and that rain fizzles out. It may be that we end up seeing a little bit of sunshine before sunset, but don't expect to see much of that. Our high temperature will only be in the upper 40s. We're not looking at a whole lot of rain. Our totals out of this whole system will be less than a quarter of an inch, so it's not going to be a big soaker for us, but we're actually doing okay with rain. It's been a wet winter so far. And a reminder, meteorologically, we consider winter to begin on December 1st and end at the end of February. So far, we've seen over 11 inches of rain at RDU. That's 4.5 inches above normal. And Fayetteville, over 7.5, and that's over 1.5 inches above normal. So really seen a lot of rain there at RDU. In December, it was 7 inches. This month, it's been about 4.2. We haven't added in today's rain, but again, that's probably going to be about 1/10 of an inch or so. That data since 1944 from the Southeast Regional Climate Center. So we appreciate that. We're on track to be the fourth wettest winter since 1944. Groundhog Day is Friday. We're back to sunshine tomorrow and Friday. Friday really looks like a pretty day. I think a lot of folks, including groundhogs, may be poking around to see if they can get a little sunshine in. If the groundhog does not see its shadow, it'll be an early spring. There's a good chance that groundhogs will see their shadows on Friday. Sunshine and 60 degrees right there at noon. And we take a look at what it looks like for the month of February. It looks like we'll have equal chances of above and below normal temperatures. What that means is we don't see anything extreme heading our way for the month of February. So we'll wrap it up potentially with near normal temperatures. And right now that's in the mid 50s, Brian.
All right. It is now 8:17. Let's take a look at radar. And you can see in the Triangle area, we're not really seeing any significant rainfall at this point, but we're still seeing wet roads around Raleigh and Durham. So you do need to slow down as you head out this morning. You likely will run into at least some backups. As we take a look at our map here, and you can see a few of those crashes that we're following. We're not talking about any huge delays so far with those crashes. I've just taken a look at the sensor data with all of these, and I'm not seeing any tremendous backups, although in the past minute or so, I've seen something suspicious showing up down here on the sensors on the southeast side of Raleigh on 40 westbound. That looks like that might be a delay because of a crash here just, again, in the past few minutes. Working to get some details about that. Looking at those major approaches into Raleigh, a 10-minute delay coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard, a 7-minute backup on 87 southbound from Knightdale, and as you head in from Apex into Cary on US 1 northbound, looking at about an 8-minute slowdown at the moment. Still have that crash between Rollsville and Wake Forest on Burlington Mills Road, right around Ligon Mill Road. It looks like that is well in the clearing stages at this point. And over in Durham, look out for a crash on Davis Drive at Cornwallis Road. At the moment, at least, I'm not seeing big delays.
Happening now in the WREL Live Center, Russia and Ukraine swapped 195 prisoners of war today. That's according to Russia's defense ministry. The prisoner swap comes 1 week after Russia accused Ukraine of shooting down a military transport aircraft carrying Ukrainian prisoners of war that were supposed to be swapped with Russian POWs. You're looking at video of that crash scene that killed about 74 people on board that aircraft. No word yet on if more prisoners swaps are in the works for Ukraine and Russia. Of course, we'll keep you updated here in the WREL Live Center.
Even by Alaska standards, there's a lot of snow this winter. As of yesterday morning, Anchorage already topped 100 inches, a historic milestone this early in the year. The city is well on track to break its all-time record of 134 inches. Officials are urging people to clear snow off the roofs of businesses and homes to prevent them from collapsing.
Today, Governor Roy Cooper will discuss job opportunities in the offshore wind industry. He'll be talking with students from Charlotte Engineering Early College. The governor, along with his task force for offshore wind economic resource strategies, will talk about the growing industry. Students will also hear from businesses and learn how to prepare for careers in that field. Right now, there are currently three offshore wind projects underway off the coast of North Carolina.
Duke Energy, making it easier for people with electric vehicles to keep their car charged. It launched an EV charger rental program, the Charger Solution Program, which gives residential and business customers the opportunity to lease EV chargers from the company at a low monthly cost. This covers hardware, warranty, and maintenance. Vehicle owners will be able to choose which charger they want and for how long. You can find more information on Duke Energy's website.
Elon Musk's $55 million Tesla payout package has been voided. The 2018 pay package made the Tesla and SpaceX boss a centibillionaire and the richest person on the planet. Yesterday, a Delaware judge ruled the company's board of directors failed to prove that the compensation plan was fair. Musk responded to the decision on X, writing, "Never incorporate your company in the state of Delaware."
Colleges, universities, and students are dealing with another financial aid heartache. Yesterday, the Department of Education announced financial aid information won't be given to colleges and universities until March. Data from the FAFSA form was supposed to be sent to higher education institutions this month. The delay is part of the department's move to fix an error calculating aid. This is one of several issues with the FAFSA. The new simplified form also caused issues for students and families.
The world's largest music company may be taking its popular songs off TikTok. Universal Music Group says it will no longer license its content on the platform if it can't reach a new contract. The agency posted an open letter on social media claiming TikTok wants to pay its artists a lower rate than other social media sites. That means videos with songs from artists like Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, and Drake will no longer be available on the app. The current deal will expire today. A Fayetteville native is preparing to take the big stage in Las Vegas. Fayetteville State University grad Joshua Williams plays for the Chiefs. You know, it's his second year in the league, so he's playing his second Super Bowl now with the Chiefs. Williams plays cornerback for Kansas City. The Chiefs drafted him in the fourth round in 2022. Meanwhile, another player headed to the Super Bowl is selling his North Carolina mansion. Former Carolina Panthers star Christian McCaffrey's Lake Norman estate is listed for $12.5 million. It spans 8.5 acres in southern Iredell County. It's got more than 11,000 square feet to it, 26 total rooms, including 6 bedrooms, 7.5 bathrooms. McCaffrey's realtor says the home could set the record for the Charlotte metro area. They wouldn't even know I was in there in the back room. Right?
Yeah, I'll take a room, too.
You're fine.
It's amazing. Well, ESPN's College Game Day basketball pregame show is coming to Chapel Hill. They'll be live from the Dean Smith Center on Saturday. That'll happen ahead of the first Battle of the Blues this season. The hour-long show will be live starting at 11 o'clock. Lines can start forming at 7:30 on Saturday morning, with the Smith Center doors opening at 8:30. The UNC clear bag policy will be in effect for the game. Fans are encouraged to bring signs, but signs with religious or political reference, promotional references, or any hashtags and profanity are not allowed. And UNC is looking for revenge after Duke won both games last year. WREL will have team coverage of Saturday's game and all of fanfare. You can look for live reports from Chapel Hill and Duke.
8:23 right now, a new health regulation might be on the way from the FDA for cosmetic companies. Still to come, the change that could protect consumers from harmful products.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Wednesday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Starting off a little chilly this morning. Some areas seeing some rain. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner showing us exactly where that rain's falling, Elizabeth.
Dilled out for 5,000 showing a lot of that down here in the Sand Hills. Just some patchy light rain in some of our northern and eastern counties. That continues to dissipate pretty rapidly over the last hour or so. So a little bit of rain from Henderson down toward Durham, around Red Oak and Rocky Mount right now. We take a live look at Apex and it's still damp. You might run into a little bit of drizzle or some patchy light rain no matter where you are, even if it's not showing up on the radar. And it's chilly out there. 37 Lewisburg, 39 Tarboro, 37 South Hill. Temperatures are in the low to mid 40s elsewhere. Our precipitation tapers off pretty quickly between now and lunchtime. If you're out walking the dog, it's going to be wet to start with and cool through the afternoon with highs only in the upper 40s. Brian?
Breaking news here at 8:27. We have a crash blocking the left lane of busy 40 westbound right around the Rock Quarry Road area in southeast Raleigh. Seeing some pretty heavy delays as you head out of Garner on 40 westbound and on into South Raleigh. A look at the latest sensor updates, about a 3-minute delay through that section heading out of Garner, and then about an 8-minute backup once you hit 440 heading out toward the US 1 interchange. So allow some extra time through there. Also, reports of a crash now on 87 southbound at Hodge Road on the Knightdale bypass, with some backup showing up through there. As we take a look at Durham, you can see some backups as you head in from Raleigh on 40 westbound, about a 6-minute delay from Wade Avenue.
Thanks, Brian. 12 Durham public schools are closed today as DPS employees plan to protest in response to the ongoing staffing crisis. They believe the district's short-term solution for salaries through January is not enough. The district says they are handling the matter one day at a time. Today's protest will be at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Next on Fox 50, how Durham schools are dealing with those ongoing disruptions as hundreds of students stay home from school. Have more on Fox 50.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Still some rain lingering on the radar this morning. It is on its way out. I'll show you when the rain tapers off and when our temperatures will warm up a bit.
And because of that rain, we are tracking a messy morning commute in some areas. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is in the storm tracker, helping you stay safe on the roads.
Also, Duplin County Sheriff's Office needs your help finding this 8-year-old girl on the left side of your screen, and more about the Amber Alert that has been issued for Callie Holliman straight ahead.
And the fallout continues as hundreds of students in Durham will not be in school today. The sick out school employees are holding in their fight over pay. We will get to that story and so much more here on your rainy Wednesday. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Wednesday. Yeah, mm-hmm. It started off with some rain in the overnight hours. You know, and ultimately it's not going to accumulate to that much. No. And it could be on its way out. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. I'm seeing this break up a little bit.
Well, we will definitely see the rain gradually decreasing across our area for the next few hours. By the time we get to lunchtime, the bulk of it should be out of here. We're still holding on to some around Sanford, all the way down through Pittsboro into Southern Pines. A little bit of light patchy rain along the I-85 corridor and then back over toward Edgecombe County. But it is definitely dwindling, which is good, but it has affected so much of the morning commute. It's 8:31 now, and So, you know, a lot of folks have already gotten to where they were headed. Southern Pines, Carthage up toward Pittsburgh, seeing some patchy light rain at this point. We'll walk Futurecast through the next few hours. You can watch just over the next few hours. It just pretty much falls apart, dissipates. And the low pressure system that's been bringing us that rain will continue to move away and offshore. It may be that our northern counties begin to see a few breaks in the clouds around 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon. And then we will clear tonight and turn much colder. We're looking at just some light rain for the next few hours until we get to lunchtime. Nothing heavy out there. It is wet there in Southern Pines. That's one of the wettest cameras that we have right now. The raindrops are falling there at Longleaf Golf and Family Club. 41 is our current temperature, and our wind is at 7, so that just makes it feel even more uncomfortable. We moved into the 40s there in Goldsboro, but still in the 30s in Roxboro and South Hill. We were not cold enough for anything frozen overnight last night. It is going to be a cool afternoon. The clouds linger for a good bit, with highs only in the upper 40s, Brian.
Breaking news here at 8:32, Elizabeth. We have a crash on 87 southbound right around Hodge Road in Knightdale. Take a look at those backups on the camera coming in from Knightdale back toward Raleigh. Right now we're measuring about a 20-minute delay between the Knightdale Boulevard interchange out at 64 Business back toward 440. Best alternate route this morning is going to be using 64 Business and 540 maybe to get out to Hodge Road and then pick up 87 southbound from Hodge Road, and you should be in pretty good shape heading back toward Raleigh. I'm going to take you to southeast Raleigh with a crash on 40 westbound just beyond the Rock Quarry Road interchange. You see the flashing lights there in the distance. Left lane is blocked right now, and we're seeing about an 8-minute backup between the 440 interchange out toward US 1 on I-40 westbound. Most of that is due to that crash heading out toward the Rock Quarry Road exit. As you see those backups showing up there clearly on our camera, or on our sensors rather. Also some heavy delays coming in from Garner this morning on 40 westbound. Not seeing much on the radar in the Triangle area right now. Certainly wetter in the Sand Hills, but the earlier showers definitely left behind some wet roads around Wake County. And it looks like, according to dual Doppler 5000 radar, we're seeing a shower right now over much of Durham. Let's check in with Kelsey Coffey live in the WREL Storm Tracker on I-40. Looks like you're heading through the 885 interchange.
Good morning, Brian. Yes, we sure are headed through there right now, and it seems like it's raining here in Durham when it wasn't raining in Raleigh when we were there about 30 minutes ago. So let's give you a look now at the road so you can take a look at it for yourself here. Just a little light rain, which is something that Elizabeth has been talking about throughout the morning, that we shouldn't see too many heavy downpours. But take a look at the traffic coming in on the other side there. Oh, we got some rain there. Let's see if we can wipe that off for you. There you go. So that's the other side of the highway there. And just to let you know, just slow down as you are driving, because the roads are still wet this morning. Brian, can you tell us about any backups?
Well, we're going to take a look now, Kelsey, at those major approaches into Durham using our sensors right now. Not picking up huge delays, but certainly some backups coming in from Raleigh. A 4-minute slowdown on 40 westbound. 5-minute backup on 98 westbound coming in from Highway 50. But coming in from Chapel Hill on 40 eastbound, we're looking pretty good. We are watching some delays on 885 in both directions, and also on 147 northbound, leaving 885 heading back toward downtown Durham. Our news coverage continues on the radio 24/7. You can listen to this live newscast as you head out to work or school at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham. I'll have another traffic update in just a few minutes.
All right, thank you, Brian. Following some breaking news this morning, an Amber Alert has been issued for a missing 8-year-old girl from Duplin County. Authorities are looking for 8-year-old Callie Holloman. She's there on the left. She has blonde hair, blue eyes, and freckles on her face. She's believed to be with Rhonda Holloman, who is about 5'5", has blonde hair and green eyes. They were last seen on Joe Johnson Road in Warsaw. They may be in a black Acura MDX with North Carolina plates. If you have any information, if you know where these two are, you're urged to call 911.
A dozen Durham public schools are closed today because of an employee sick out. It's the latest disruption for the district surrounding problems staff members have had with their pay. WRL's Laura Levine explains. Hundreds of those employees are gathering to protest later today.
As the morning progresses, that list gets longer. We are here at Jordan High School, where at many schools like this, about a dozen are going to be very quiet and empty. And that's because those staff members have refused to show up to work. Parents, you can see that full list there. The Durham Association of Educators and other DPS employees will protest in multiple events today with this sick out in response to the ongoing staffing crisis. School employees say they are upset by the district's failure to be transparent about its budgeting and decision making. It's lack of action on years of experience and staff salary. They believe the district's short-term solution for salaries through January is not enough. Despite disruptions for students, many parents are standing in solidarity with these affected employees.
This is the heartbeat of our district, and to treat our workers like this and to risk them going to other districts. Every other district in the, you know, in the area has openings, and we have to treat our workers well, and this is unacceptable as a parent.
In a statement, the board chair said the Board of Education is committed to getting all matters with our employees resolved fairly and as soon as possible. The first protest today is at 10 a.m., then there's going to be a second one at 2 p.m. Laura Levine, WRAL News in Durham.
We have breaking news. We're following out of the U.S. Capitol, where you have this live look right now. Around 1 this morning, House Republicans voted to advance their impeachment articles against Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Now a vote on the articles by the full House of Representatives will happen, although a date for that has not been set. The Homeland Security Committee debated past midnight. All Republicans on the committee voted in favor, while the Democrats were unified against it. House Republicans accused Mayorkas of the Biden administration and the Biden administration of disregarding federal laws on immigration. If he's impeached, Mayorkas would become the first cabinet secretary to be impeached in nearly 150 years.
And North Carolina Republican lawmakers will speak today about the U.S. border crisis and the impact they say it's having on North Carolina. House Republicans plan to hold a news conference at 10 o'clock this morning. They say they want Governor Roy Cooper to take significant action on behalf of North Carolina.
Happening now in the WRA Live Center, political upheaval overseas. We're talking specifically about Paris, France. Let's take you to these live pictures right now that's happening. This is a protest by some angry French farmers. And what you're looking at specifically right now are police officers trying to decide if they're going to intervene in this protest. You can see the farmers have this entire roadway in this suburb just south of Paris completely blocked. No traffic is going in that direction. This is an ongoing protest that could bring the farmers ever so closer to Paris. Now, farmers, the unions, they're unimpressed by concessions offered by President Emmanuel Macron's government. They are fighting for improved pay, less bureaucracy, and protection from foreign competition. This is, of course, a developing story there just south of Paris. We'll keep you updated here in the WRA Live Center.
All those tractors stacked up on the highway. Ken, thanks for that. A Henderson man accused of being a child sex offender is facing dozens of charges after leading Wake County deputies on a chase that ended in this crash in Wendell. Sky 5 video here shows you that scene from yesterday. The crash left one deputy with minor injuries. The sheriff's office says 41-year-old Rayshon Treadwell, you see him here, led deputies on a chase that started just before 5 Tuesday evening. That chase went through a residential area on Riley Hill Road. That's where the crash happened. Two Wake County deputy vehicles were involved. The deputies were able to take Treadwell into custody after a short foot chase. He was wanted out of Henderson on 28 counts of child sex crimes. We're working to learn what additional charges he may face.
The woman charged with animal cruelty after dozens of dogs were removed from her Chatham County property will be in court today. Alicia Culberson is facing 10 charges of animal cruelty. Last week, the sheriff's office took 44 dogs from this home in the Bear Creek community. Many of the dogs were starved and infected with parasites. Six of them died.
Raleigh's planned Newbern Avenue bus rapid transit corridor is sparking a lot of debate. Behind me, you see the route here, route 10 stops right there from downtown into East Raleigh. At a public hearing about the plan Tuesday, dozens gave their thoughts for and against the development that would happen around that bus line. The City Planning Commission says the route will bring faster bus service. It would also rezone more than 700 properties along Newbern Avenue for high-density development. While some say the growth could benefit the area, others express their concerns about property taxes and gentrification.
We don't stabilize black neighborhoods, so I don't know where we're getting all of this lovey-dovey stuff, showing all the love, covering up. We don't do that.
We completely support and endorse the plan, but we ask you to be equitable. We ask you to be concerned. We ask you to get back in the community and have more deeper dive conversations around all policies.
And big concerns about being priced out of their own neighborhood. Construction on the bus project began in November. Wake County hopes to have it up and running by late 2025.
There's a new way to help you stay calm during health scans. Coming up, how MRI technicians are using aromatherapy to help claustrophobic patients.
Plus, DoorDash is offering one lucky winner a lifetime of prizes for Super Bowl 58. After the break, how you can enter for a chance to win the ultimate giveaway.
.844, and that rain is really starting to taper off. There's very little left from the Triangle area northward and eastward, just a little sprinkle or two. We continue to hang on to just a little bit of rain, especially down there in Moore County, but you can see it in Durham, just a little patch up near Henderson as well, and just north of Rocky Mount. But the rain's definitely moving on out of here pretty quickly. We take a look at satellite and radar. The low pressure system is sliding offshore and moving away from us, and as it continues to do that over the next few hours, it's going to take the rest of that rain along with it. So we should be completely done by around lunchtime or so. We'll take a look at Futurecast, and you can see here again showing that rain. It's tapering off a little more quickly than what we're seeing here on Futurecast, and it's all out of here by noon. So it may be an hour or so before noon that we've seen the rest of it slide on out of here. And Futurecast shows a little bit of clearing late in the afternoon, especially in our northern counties, so we could see a little peak of sunshine before the day is over. But we will see wind coming out of the north, so it'll be slightly breezy for today and definitely on the chilly side with temperatures mainly in the 40s. You can see the flag here on the courthouse lawn in Roxborough moving just gently. So there's a little bit of a wind coming out of the north. Roxborough still has some damp streets, but we never did end up seeing anything frozen. We were watching Roxborough for the potential for temperatures to dip down into the mid 30s. We saw about 36 degrees, which again was not cold enough to see anything frozen there. It's 41 degrees around the Triangle area right now. We will climb into the upper 40s this afternoon, which is cooler than normal for this time of year. Right now it's 42 in Southern Pines, 36 in Roxborough, 40 in Rocky Mount, Wilson, and in Goldsboro. So it is chilly and damp out there, but it is anywhere from 5 to 10 degrees warmer than it was this time yesterday. Around town, 48 in Raleigh, 46 in Durham, and 50 in Fayetteville. Looking at our normal high of 53, so we're a little below that today. And then the nicest days of the next five will definitely be Thursday and Friday. We'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies and highs above normal in the low 60s. Another weak disturbance swings through rain-free, but drops our temperatures to normal for Saturday and Sunday, but normal this time of year. It's in the mid-50s, so that's not terrible. As we look into the first week of February, we're looking at the potential for fairly normal conditions. We're not looking at anything extreme necessarily as we take a look at that map from the Climate Prediction Center. Friday is, of course, Groundhog Day, and we're likely to see some sunshine, and the groundhogs may say we'll see six more weeks of winter. It looks a little cooler next weekend. Brian says we're going to see six more weeks of winter anyway, right?
Yes. Until March 21st or so. Let's take you out to Knightdale. Some good news, I think, on 87 southbound. Right around Hodge Road, we have a crash out there getting cleared. The sensors are still indicating a 20-minute delay as you come in from Knightdale Boulevard, but it looks like traffic is flowing a little more freely over the past couple of minutes. Can't see the crash itself, but I think that there's some indication that maybe they're making some progress getting that cleared, and we should see those times improving. Certainly looking better on the south side of Raleigh, 40 westbound, just beyond Rock Quarry Road, an earlier crash blocking the left lane. Now we're seeing just a 4-minute delay as you head in from 440 out toward US 1. It'll take a little while for some of those backups to clear up coming in from Garner on 40 westbound. As we zoom into that area, you can see that it's still pretty sluggish from around Jones Sausage Road all the way out toward Rock Quarry. But with those lanes open now, we should see some pretty quick improvement. If you can pick up 40 westbound from Rock Quarry, you're in pretty good shape heading all the way out toward US 1 and beyond. Taking a look at those major approaches into Raleigh right now, a 9-minute delay coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard. That is just congestion. Even in areas where we're not seeing rain falling right now, especially in the Triangle, we are still seeing some damp roads, some wet roads. And of course, in the Sand Hills down toward Sanford, Southern Pines, Robbins, you're seeing some very wet conditions. So you do need to slow down and take it easy as you head out.
All right, thank you, Brian. The U.S. and China are working together to try to curb the fentanyl epidemic. The U.S. says chemicals from China are fueling the epidemic. Officials from both countries are meeting this week in Beijing to talk about limiting the trade of substances from China's chemicals industry to drug cartels in Mexico. The renewed talks follow a deal struck by President Biden and China's President Xi Jinping when they met in November.
Food and Drug Administration is now requiring cosmetic manufacturers to report serious health issues caused by their products. The agency recently updated its oversight to require reports within 15 business days. Previously, reports had been voluntary. The FDA says it gets about 5,000 reports each year about health problems related to the use of cosmetics.
Our teacher of the week is working at the high school she attended as a student. WRL's Brian Schrader takes us to Nash County Classroom, where an art teacher ensures students can be themselves.
Almost like this, like a light blue.
Tiffany Raffio is helping her Southern Nash High School art students fulfill their creative potential. She graduated from Southern Nash, and she says her art teacher back then, Miss Foster, put her on the path to teaching.
I love art, and I went to be a physical therapist. That just wasn't happening for me, so I went back to school to become an art teacher. Shade.
Raffio was an elementary teacher for years and returned to her alma mater here at Southern Nash just 6 months ago. A student nominated Raffio, saying that she goes out of her way to make the classroom a welcoming place.
You're WREL's Teacher of the Week!
Oh, wow.
Let's have a round of applause, huh? Congratulations.
Raffio says this is a big honor.
Not being here very long to make that an impact on somebody, that was... That's a lot. It's a lot.
Brian Schrader, WRAL News, Bailey.
Oh, congratulations to her. If you'd like to nominate a teacher, you can go to WRAL.com and enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
People who experience claustrophobia during MRIs may have a new way to cope. A new study reveals aromatherapy can help reduce stress and anxiety during MRIs. Angel Houston is an MRI technician at the Cleveland Clinic who led this study. She says she talked to patients to see how they feel before each scan and offered them aromatherapy if they're feeling anxious. Patients who accepted had a tab of essential oil placed inside the machine. Houston says she also found that it can improve image quality since the patient is a bit more relaxed.
When you're more relaxed, your heart rate is more consistent, your breath holds are more accurate, and you're able to follow the commands. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Take anything to make it more comfortable. Previous studies have shown how aromatherapy can help calm people, but there's little done on its use in medical settings like that.
Could be helpful. Yeah. I like that. A new documentary will give us a closer look at Celine Dion's struggle with a rare neurological disorder. I Am Celine Dion is coming to Prime Video later this year. It'll chronicle her journey back to performing after taking time off due to what's called stiff person syndrome. She said in an Instagram post that she wants to raise awareness of the little-known condition. Fans will also get to see never-before-seen private moments from her life.
Nielsen has revealed the most streamed movies and shows of 2023. Suits was top show, more than 57 billion total minutes watched. Bluey was second with nearly 44 billion minutes watched. NCIS, Grey's Anatomy, and Cocomelon round out the top five. In total, Nielsen reported Americans spent 21 million years worth of streaming content just last year. Yeah, that is 1.5 hours per day per person.
Wow, that's a lot of streaming. All right, well, DoorDash wants to prove that it can deliver almost anything with its Super Bowl giveaway. This is amazing. The company says it'll deliver products from every ad aired during the Super Bowl to one lucky winner. Prizes could include cars like BMW, Kia, Volkswagen, as well as products from Doritos, Dove, Popeyes, even a tub of mayo, if that's what you like. The list of prizes is available on its website to join the giveaway. Watch the DoorDash commercial during the game to crack a code, then enter it on the website. I like that. Well, here's a story that'll melt your heart. An inseparable pair of senior dogs will keep living together after being adopted. 12-year-old dogs Nino and Bella were dropped off at an animal shelter in Phoenix when their owner could no longer care for them. Nino is a pit bull mix. Bella is a chihuahua. They were able to find friendship and they do everything together. Now they found their new home together as well.
Dunkin' Donuts, Mrs. Butterworth's syrup teaming up to make breakfast a little sweeter. The two companies partnered together to launch a new glazed donut syrup. It's an irresistibly sweet flavor that resembles sweet vanilla, similar to a fried glazed donut. The new syrup will hit store shelves in February. Here are your winning lottery numbers as we head off to break here. Back up.